Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
And good morning and welcome to the Kerry O'Connor Show. The talk show with internationally known master visionary, profound psychic, and modern-day oracle, Kerry O'Connor. I'm your co-host, Dave Turco. Folks, first of all, thanks for the overwhelming response to last week's show. We couldn't get to all your calls, but if you didn't get through, rest assured you'll have many more chances to talk with Kerry over the coming weeks. Our show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. And this is a call-in show, so you're more than welcome to ask us any questions you'd like. I'm excited to be here and that now you have total access to a truly gifted modern mystic. Hey, Kerry, good morning.
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Hey, Kerry, before we start the show, I'd like to let our listeners know the format of today's show. This show is broken down into four 15-minute segments. We're going to use the first segment to discuss the topic of the day. In the last 45 minutes, we'll open up the phone lines, and Kerry will be all yours. So, Kerry, today, why don't we talk about archetypes and how it's helpful in understanding ourselves and viewing our patterns?
Okay. Archetypes are a wonderful way to start to take a look at ourselves, especially when we're going through major change. And there's four major archetypes that we all have. These are universal archetypes that every single person has. That's the child archetype, the victim archetype, the saboteur archetype, and the prostitute archetype. And these archetypal energies, they have an energy, and just think of it as a life of their own, and they interfere every single part of our life. So let's think, some people think, when I say to them, well, your prostitute is in charge right now, so the prostitute, everyone goes to, oh my gosh, prostitute, as we know of somebody taking money for sex. The prostitute would be in charge, would be in the driver's seat symbolically. If you were in a job that you didn't like for security, for the money of it, and it doesn't mean you had to be paid lots of money, just even working as a checkout and feeling you're staying there for money, or a relationship, you're in the relationship for the security, for money, for benefits, for the afraid to step out of it, that would be the prostitute's energy. And also any time that we stop our growth and contract our energy because of security issues, that is involving the parts of the prostitute. And the child archetype goes where we all kind of start out as the wounded child. And so our journey here, and especially during these accelerated times, is to really make friends or peace, I should say, with our wounded child. And then the wounded child turns into the divine child. And so our wounded child is part of the stories that we say as far as self-esteem, self-worth issues, those voices in our head, you can't do it, you're too old, you're too fat, you're too ugly, nobody will accept you. That could be child energy. And so, the child also could be, it's very closely, they all weave together. We're going to go over to the saboteur. We all know as far as sabotaging ourselves with diets, I'm going to get all excited and then we're going to be on it. And then all of a sudden we start sabotaging ourselves we sabotage ourselves with, they have more studies to show that we are more afraid of success in exceeding our parents and our lineage than we are of failure. And that's proven through all these different scientific studies, which fascinates me, but it also goes back into this subconscious pattern of even that Freud and a lot of psychologists talk about of going past the lineage, which means that we are going out on our own. And if our child does not have a very good self-esteem and it feels very scary out there, then we're going to not take those new job offers, get out of a disempowering situation, be it job, career, relationship. And so that's the part of the part saboteur. And the victim is where we feel victimized. I can't do this because a lot of clients say to me, Kerry, I can't do this because, you know, he's doing this to me. He's like, my husband it controls the money and I don't have any control over this. And so any kind of, that victim mentality is a archetypal energy. They influence it going down to what we choose to eat, what we choose to wear, there, what we never mind our big major things as far as when we choose to go into partnering and jobs and where we live. The archetype energy influences every single aspect of our life. So getting to know the archetypal energies, getting to know that those four major ones, because everyone has those energies. And so when we start dancing with these archetypes, notice when I say to people, when the child is in charge, can you imagine a three-year-old wounded child driving a car? When that's what I talk about as far as in charge, making major right. decisions in your life, as far as job, career, money, relationships. And of course, it sounds ridiculous to think of a three-year-old driving a car, but when we really want to start thinking about it, that's what it's like when the shadow side of the archetype step in place. And so when we start recognizing that, then all of a sudden we really start recognizing I'll like get cues, and if my child's going to come in, I'll see a pair of pants that belong to a six-year-old. And so there's a ever so slight pause in the energy. It's like the world stands still, and then I'll get a glimpse of these pair of pants, which means to me a disempowering aspectual energy is about to enter in. I'm not seeing the whole situation clearly. And so then I will do an energy two. I will stop, drop, and roll, which means stopping, breathing, expanding, just pausing for a second, because right now I don't have a view. If my child steps in, my energy is contracting, and I'm not seeing a clear picture, and I shouldn't be making any decisions right then, down to a little decision of, do you want to go out to eat tonight? Down to, should we move to Kentucky, you know? And so the more we get to dance with it, the more it's fun. It really is fun, because then you start, you get a group of friends, and I love calling up my friends and saying, hey, guess what? My prostitute has had a field day with me over this weekend. I did this and this and this, and not to beat myself up, just to lighten it up so then we can gather together as far as community to help each other recognize when these archetypal energies are jumping in.
You know, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. I've witnessed hundreds of readings that you've done, and I've noticed a lot of times you'll just say, well, that's your prostitute. I see your child. You know, they don't even say anything more than their name, and you're seeing this. So how, I know you say, when you see psychically, it comes in symbolism.
Right.
That spirit speaks in symbols, and archetypes are great symbols for us.
Right.
How do you perceive archetypes of people?
I'll see
when you're looking into your energy field.
Okay, when I'm looking into the energy field, let's say somebody's child is there, I'll see their child down to what age they are. That goes into when I'm reading somebody's energy field is as far as doing a reading and a balancing. If I say to somebody, I see your 3.5-year-old, I'm looking at their 3.5-year-old, and then think of it as I'm looking at a movie, and then their 3.5-year-old is showing me what's going on, why they are afraid, how their energy is collapsing, what patterns their energy is starting to do, or it could be that by the time they were 3.5-year-old, it was like the straw that broke the camel's back, and so they did this energy pattern. And think about this pattern is like a roadway, so think of it as a pathway that is embedded in our energy field through our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies. And so our energy travels, our thought patterns, think of the synapses in our brain going back and forth. So those roads well traveled are those thoughts that we put down since we were younger. So I will see literally a child at a certain age, and then I'll see other ages. And so then I give the voice to the child. If it's the 14-year-old, what does the 14-year-old want to be heard? And as soon as we recognize, bring that child out and recognize what the part of that essence, the soul, wants to hear. In shamanism, they consider it a soul retrieval of sorts. When we have any kind of trauma, and it doesn't have to be big molestation trauma, guys, because that's what a lot of people think. They think, God, my life, you know, I read other people's lives and they've been, you know, kidnapped and molested and all this horrific stuff happened. Mine is pretty mellow compared to a lot of other people, but they're discrediting how they have felt pain. You know, they could, a group of friends could have not included them into a party, and that would gone to their hard drive subconsciously. They have a whole issue of not being included, and so that would be a trauma to them. So So recognizing if I see somebody's prostitute, I don't see somebody dressed up in a short red dress and saying, hey, baby, sweetie, come here. I see where the there's a certain kind of energy that comes in that I know it's the prostitute energy and or the victim mentality. Or I'll see a victim, I see their shoulders all shrunken in, and so that's me. That's my symbol of the victim. Or the saboteur, I'll see somebody with scissors that just cuts opportunities. Think of people handing them symbolically a present from their heart. So here's the opportunity for a new job, and so their saboteur comes in and pushes it away or chops it away, cuts it in half. And then remember, those archetypes dance with and weave with each other. So it's just not only the child, it's the child dancing with the prostitute that says, the wounded child says, no, you're not worth it. This prostitute says, your security is dependent on this. Your saboteur says, don't take it, don't take it. And your victim says, see, this always happens to me. So they dance with each other. They kind of weave their energy in. So again, when we are aware, I tell people all over the world, the biggest step that we can do is, as far as self-empowerment, is have awareness and be aware and start paying attention to how we think, what our patterns are, review our past, and not in a judgmental kind of way, but in what are themes that keep on coming up in our life, because those themes are here for a lesson. They're here to teach us something. Every obstacle is a lesson and is a present in itself too, because there's gifts in obstacles when the things keep on happening over and over again, but through different ways. I have a friend where his theme is that nobody can hear me, so he'll have supervisors not listening to what he has to say, and it's brilliant. Then friends will seem to betray him, and then he was trying to build a house, and architects didn't seem to hear him. So he was really invited to look back. It can't be all of a sudden all these different groups happen to go on the same thing and theme and have seeked him out. Part of it goes back into energy frequency of him to clear, because it's a life theme.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to ask, I have to cut away for a second. Benny, are we coming up to our normal break right now?
Yes, we certainly are.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Folks, our number here is 1-800-930-2819. And we need to take our first break. Stay with us, because Carrie will be taking your calls live after the break. Please stay with us.
How do you start your day? Do you tell yourself what a great day it will be? What we say to ourselves inside our own head does matter. Quick start your day in 10 minutes with this CD of positive self-talk that will help you stay in balance all day long. The publisher of New Spirit Journal, Krista Gibson, gives you two unique 10-minute versions of positive self-talk, especially for the person who wants to approach their day in a more uplifted and spiritually based manner. To order, go to newspiritjournal.com and click on Embrace Your Day.
Find out how to avoid being the next victim of cancer, heart disease, obesity, or diabetes in his webinar series, The Cure, Save Your Body, Heal Your Life. Dr. Timothy Brantley, the number one best-selling author of The Cure, will share an overview of disease in America, how our eating patterns are destroying our bodies, miracles of natural healing, and his proven guidelines for health, detoxification, and regeneration. Sign up for the webinar series by visiting BrantleyCure.com.
There is one movie that is not about being famous, rich, powerful, or beautiful, but this movie can help you become rich beyond your wildest dreams. There is one movie that every man, woman, and child should see. See One, the movie, now available on DVD at onetheproject.com. Hi, this is Dr. Pat for One, the movie. Now the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. Watch it online and be transformed. onethemovie.com.
Spend a day of enlightenment and healing for the body, mind, and spirit with John Holland and Brian Weiss in Journey of the Soul. In this fascinating workshop, explore spiritual mediumship with John Holland and let Brian Weiss open the doors into the realm of past life regression. See John Holland and Brian Weiss in Seattle on September 30th. Space is limited, so order now at HayHouseEvents.com.
Okay, everyone, listen up. You can do it.
You can quit smoking in as little as 30 days with zero smoke. That's right, a new product to help you quit smoking now. And here's the deal. You don't need to spend hundreds of dollars on gum, patches, or pills. Zero Smoke helps you quit naturally using biomagnets. It works by placing these neat little magnets on either side of your ear. Then science takes over. It's just like acupressure. The urge to smoke goes away. This product has sold like crazy in Europe and has just been introduced in the United States. In fact, Sal the stockbroker is using the product to quit. It's a disgusting habit, and you need to quit today. Now, everybody, go to their website, zerosmoke.org, or call them at 800-577-9933 and take advantage of their risk-free offer. That's right. Just pay shipping, and they will send you this revolutionary product absolutely free. What do you have to lose? It's the summer. You want to feel good, and you want to quit that nasty habit. That's 800-577-9933, or go to the web at zerosmoke.org.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
So I just want to testify, make it crystal clear.
And welcome back to the Kerry O'Connor Show. You're with internationally known master visionary profound psychic Kerry O'Connor. I'm your co-host Dave Turco. We invite you to call us 1-800-930-2819. I'm going to repeat that for you. 1-800-930-2819. We have about another 40 minutes where you can call in, and you can ask Kerry any question, and believe me, it's worth it. It's really an experience getting a reading from Kerry from a remote, you know, from the radio. She doesn't even see you or know you, and you'll be amazed at what she can tell you. Before the break, we were talking about archetypes and how important it is to understand your own archetypes and how we can see them and how we can learn from them, because it's all about self-empowerment and growth. And, Kerry, we were talking about the four basic types: prostitute, child, saboteur, and victim.
Right.
And, you know, this type of conversation that can go on for days or and weeks.
Absolutely.
And it was a good thing. We were talking about the prostitute, how you saw them psychically. And, for instance, you don't see, oh, there's a woman in a short red dress and heels and
right.
whatever else.
Right.
It's other kind of symbolism. And I like to use myself, not just talk about myself, but it gives a good example. Because when I first started in on the archetypes, I thought, I don't have a prostitute, you know, because you think of the sex part.
Right.
And mine, apparently with men, it seems to follow this way more, was my job.
Exactly.
It's what I went to college for, you know,
right.
I was in engineering, and I stayed with a job that I hated.
Exactly.
Because I made good money.
Yep,
I just
exactly.
kept talking myself into why, you know, to stay there, and it was my prostitute.
Absolutely.
It was really interesting to see it that way.
Absolutely.
And I just wanted to share that with folks to see the different angles a prostitute can actually take on.
Right. Staying at a lot of people stay in the job for the money or the benefits. And again, it doesn't even have to be good money. The health benefits they have to stay in. And so they and this is what I like to remind people is spirit, our guides, our family members, Ascended Masters do not want us to make major changes for us to fall on our face. They are very, very well aware of that we have certain needs as shelter, home, health insurance, all of those sort of needs. And so
right.
they're not going to encourage us to make major changes for us to fall on our face. And actually, Spirit has, they say to this, you can do this too and more. Think of Jesus. And so what I found is when I had to trust, allowed, surrendered, and really cleared out that what Spirit had in store for me, or what I was in a co-creative process was, too, is that I limited myself. I never thought it was, they always go way beyond you could ever imagine. And this is, also addressing those physical needs that we have. It's not about sacrifice. It's not about even that we have to sacrifice and then have less. A lot of people that are into metaphysics and are old souls that think that have an archetype of suffering that we have to suffer, or they've even taken many vows of poverty and celibacy. So they have to those vows have a charge in this lifetime, and so they could and it could play out of, I never make enough money, or I'll look into people's generational patterns. And I had a reading this morning with a woman that great grandparent came in, and she was talking about about the the great grandmother that she never met was encouraging her that she's a forerunner in the family as far as making new beginnings, and that meant moving across the country and stepping away from the family. So right there, the child, the wounded child, could say, "You have to stay in the family for security and be with us, because that's very tribal energy." And so, and there was money stuff. It was affecting her health that she was staying here on the East Coast when her heart wanted to bring her out across the country. So the more we start working with the energies, the more it becomes easier. And then if we really feel like we're in flow with the universe and co-creative energies. In our lineage, as far as our family members come in to support us, because think of our ancestors, our parents, are part of the soul group, where they go over and they have a different view. So they're not going to come in with the same restricted view that they've had before. So they would be our biggest cheerleaders on to support us energetically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, to make those great big moves. And so it's the more we expand, the more we get rid of that static, our radio stations symbolically, we're all frequencies, so our frequency becomes finely attuned. And then we also pick up on the guides and angels around us, the family members around us. We have the family is a great way for us to look at family themes, because not only do we have themes in our lifetime, but also we have family themes. We chose that family for a reason, to learn our lessons. And so talking to our dead relatives is a great way to get a different view on why we, with the themes that are happening, why they're happening, what's going on in our life, and how they can, and remember that they're here to support us and give us a totally different view, and energetically support us and help
right.
us. So.
Yeah. And I just want to give out our number here again. 1-800-930-2819. You can ask any question of Carrie, but, you know, it would be great, too, to find out some of your own patterns and what archetypes are ruling your life at the current time. You
right.
can call in and join us here, or just talk about what we're talking about. And you know what, Carrie, what I find interesting is, with the family patterns, how really everything energetically weaves together
right.
are the archetypes that weave throughout your family tree. Whether it's, did you say your mother was a nurse?
My mother, yes.
Yeah, yep. And you became a nurse.
Yep.
You know, those sorts of things that, and because an archetype, there is an archetype of a nurse. It's not just the four basic ones. They're just limitless.
Yeah, we have four basic ones, and then we individually have at least eight of our own individuals. So the nurse would go under the archetype of the healer, right?
Healer, there
so,
you go.
Yes, and then there's all different archetypes of healers. There's you even have the wounded healer. Some people go into healing because they're wounded and they want to help, so that's the cryon wounded healer. And part of that growth process is becoming the healed healer instead of the wounded healer. So, my father was a teacher, and so he was a principal of elementary school, and he
right.
went up to become a principal. So here I have a parent that was a teacher and a healer. And so, and going back into the lineage, my dad's side, there was tons of educators. They were into education. And also, when you look back, my grandfather on my dad's side, he was a writer. He wrote for people, a big newspaper in Connecticut, for the sports page. So that seems like, how did he get three of his sons, actually all five of his children, went into some sort of education, special ed or some sort of thing with education and healing? And so it makes sense to me, because his writing was healing. Even though he was writing on the sports page, he grabbed the people in. He was very excellent at it. And so one of his archetypes were the writer actor, but also he had the healer in him, because he healed with words. We heal people with our everyone thinks a healer has to be have a healing modality, but you can be an artist is a healer. Think of a very great singer that brings tears to our eyes. That person
right.
has a healing tendency. A writer, looking at music, our art piece, it just all of it. That's all of it has a healing component. So looking at our lineage, and then also as far as the mediumship aspect, people, what I've noticed is the veil is becoming much thinner since August. And so what does that mean? That means that there are family members, our friends, those that have crossed over, when the veil is thinner, it's they can communicate more. Everything is frequency. So the more clear we are and the more we work on our energy field, and this is what all this archetype is about, it clears the static. When we start looking at the those archetypal energy, it fine-tunes our energy field to become a higher, I always do it light bulbs. So you become a 100-watt light bulb. So what does a 100-watt light bulb do? It connects with other 100-watt light bulbs, but also it puts out a frequency out to the universe so we could get messages not only from our guides, our teachers, our families, but, our family members. We could feel more in contact with them, and that's by hearing. They love to do it. Not only, we're a very visual society, and so people, a lot of times, right now, David, what I'm noticing is people feeling very alone or feeling really getting urged to go into action, but then feeling very confused on what to do. And part of this is a very individual journey, and it's really it's very personal, and so they're kind of feeling like this urging and emergence, but then what do I do? So they're feeling kind of foggy. So going back into ourselves and really going into the oracle, thy answers are to be by thy own self be true, the answers are all inside. The more we clear up ourselves in our energy frequency, the more we get the answers, the more we start then synchronistically electromagnetic, we start pulling in the people that support what our hearts desires are. So an archetype, looking at the archetypes, is a huge way to start clearing out our frequency, and that is our energy field. And what quantum physics has shown is that we are all energy beings. And I can't emphasize, you and I, David, have had many, many conversations where people have been blown away by the readings, and they've had they've had family members come in as far as the mediumship reading or the archetypal reading or the energy reading, or if it was a balancing of their 18 month old was saying exactly what was going on, and the people are just really blown away by the information. And I'm not patting myself in the back. It's in the energy field, and I have the ability to look into it, but I also believe the more clearer our all of our energy fields are, the more we all can tap into those gifts that are within ourselves. And so here we're at this time of being able to really take the bull by the horns, take responsibility, because we're talking about life-altering stuff here. We're talking about, what I say is that we're entering in the two-for-one life. And so this at times can be a scary time, too, where people are feeling kind of confused and, again, kind of foggy. If you notice the last couple of weeks, what I've noticed is themes on calling, and people say, what am I supposed to do? I feel like I'm supposed to move or change my jobs, or what am I supposed to do with the next couple of months with my life? And people are really, that's, to me, a confirmation of what I'm seeing worldwide, right, of people really feeling these big, huge urges of moving. But if we don't clear ourselves, we're going to move with all the kind of junk and baggage that we're running versus going in there in an empowered state.
Hey, Carrie,
that makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, we need to go to another break.
All righty.
The station needs to pay some bills. So we'll be back with Carrie O'Connor Show right after this.
Cancer and stroke are now the greatest threats to life. But there's no need to suffer the side effects of pharmaceuticals or harmful treatments. Whether a patient does or does not wish to use traditional methods, there is a totally non-toxic alternative product, PolyMVA. PolyMVA has been effective with both stroke and cancer for over 10 years. To find out more, call 866-991-9942 or visit polymva.com.
Has the pet food recall left you confused and concerned about what to feed your four-legged family members? Sam's Cats and Dogs, naturally, has you covered with expert advice and information about ingredients or how to supplement a fresh food diet to keep your furry friends healthy and happy. And all our foods are unconditionally guaranteed. Visit us at samscatsanddogs.com. That's samscatsanddogs.com in Monroe, Washington at 206 East Main.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Nourish Your Soul presents an exclusive intimate dinner with Jay-Z Knight, Saturday, September 29th at Maggiano's Restaurant in Bellevue, where collective consciousness meets to transform reality. Expect a miracle. Exhibitors, only a few tables left, so reserve yours today. Sample Rainforest Treasure Teas and the Whole Body Tonic Illumination. After dinner, a private tour with Jay-Z to her Jay-Z Rose Boutique for dessert. To get your tickets to this full dinner event, go to livingwellsanctuary.com and click on Nourish Your Soul.
Find out how you can not only slim down, but actually turn your health around and prevent diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. One Special Medical Spa is changing the way healthcare is practiced and doing it all at a magnificent 10,000 square foot luxury spa setting in Issaquah, Washington. Avakai Spa is the spa of the future. Call Avakai Spa at 800-988-7705 or visit avakai.com. That's AVIKAI.com.
Do you want to live the life of your dreams? Are you seeking deeper purpose and meaning? Reverend Dr. Kathy Ann Lewis of the Center for Spiritual Living shares practical spiritual principles and insights from all the world's traditions monthly on the Dr. Pat Show in her segment, Building a Better Life, Building a Better World. Learn more about Kathy Ann by visiting spiritualliving.org.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Kerry O'Connor Show, and you're live on the air with Kerry O'Connor and Dave Turco, her co-host, and I understand we're about to go to some live calls, and Benny, anytime they're ready to come in, you just let us know.
Sounds good. Let's start with Mary from Kirkland. Right now, she's working with, looks like she's got some things that are blocking her at the moment, so let's see if we can unblock those.
All right.
And good morning, Mary.
Oh, hi. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my question. I've been grappling with improving my finances for a while and, I'm wondering if there's some block that I'm just not, haven't been able to address or
what it is.
Are you able to zoom into that?
Yep. All right. When I'm looking into your second chakra and your root chakra, second chakra has to do with sex, finances, and money, one-to-one relationships, and also where your energy body brings me is to your right side. So that has to do with male energy, dad lineage also. So it would be really important, Mary, for you to review how both parents, but dad in particular and dad's family, felt and thought about money. So, like, part of it was really important for me to realize, because I'm seeing my face of your face, so this is not about me. This is something equal to you. So there's similar patterns within your family. Like, when I looked back, it was not the spoken word, but there was kind of a quiet word. It was that the money was the root of all evil, or that good people don't make money and expand. And again, it wasn't talked about at the dinner table, but what I'm seeing is that the dads are coming in, and I see going back to great-great-great-great-grandfather, and it's all on the right side. But taking all the men aside, Mary, it has to do with how you, the right side is the assertion, going out to the world, welcome, here I am, shake it, think of a handshake and saying, universe, here I am, and I'm willing to receive, right? And so I'm open up to receiving, and so this is where what you're working on. And when I look into the right of the chakra, it's like it's pulsing. And I'd also draw infinity eights, sideway eights, over your your second chakra, your first and your third. You're rebirthing yourself to step in, cutting from old ties that are subconscious. When I see them point to the back of the head, that means really deep-rooted subconscious patterns and themes that come with the family. Going back to what we were talking about the whole beginning of the show, I can't emphasize how many, when people really start grabbing grasping onto the ideas of what the archetypal energy is. It goes to themes, and it also goes to as far as money. So think about what we were talking in the beginning. This goes back to, again, Dad's side. And so as soon as, remember, as soon as you identify it, you're redirecting the energy, and you're saying, wait a minute, I'm stopping that, and I'm not. It's anywhere subconsciously where I have blocks that money can be bad, evil, not worthy, I don't deserve it. You are absolutely standing in your mastery and saying, I'm releasing from that. I could have thought of that even subconsciously 5 minutes ago, but I am stopping that right now and visualizing, unplugging like a light cord from that energy pattern, and then you're going to be experiencing flow. Especially, I see you in the driver's seat from September to October, mid-October, you're going to really feel it, and especially mid-October, I see you going over a hump, and then I see you saying, we, and so when I see that, that means like you really, the physical body really gets over this, creates new pathways to hold energy, which you're going to see in the world, and so we could have all the grandest ideas, but we have to, it's like giving birth to them, and you're at that second chakra giving birth to them, and you're going to really feel a break in this energy when it comes into in a month and a half. But you're going to see evidences of it before then. Look for the number 777. Really get yourself on a boot camp of a of an energy maintenance thing, and do it not only morning and night, but throughout the day. If you don't have one, email my my email address, and this is for everybody. This is free energy maintenance exercises that I give out, and it's carrieoconnor.com. And so really get yourself on a really good pattern, and you'll really notice the difference.
Okay, wonderful.
Very
Thank you very much, Carrie.
Thank
and the
you.
Figure eight, you just draw the figure eight over the chakra?
Yep. The affinity eight is a sideways eight, so you just draw that, and also scissor your legs. Like when you scissor your legs, you know how kids, when they watch TV, they kind of do scissors with their legs?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
called crossover movements. Anything that you can do that makes crossover because part of your pattern is doing a circle pattern. It's called a homolateral pattern, and we want crossovers because think of DNA crosses over. And that's in the most emotional body and your physical body. And so this also, I'm saying this to a lot of callers out there that might that are on the line and listening, crossover movements, and because a lot of people tapping your thymus is huge too, because we're really whenever you feel stalled, your body, your physical body needs more crossovers, which is one side putting your right hand on your left shoulder, you're crossing the midline. Think your body's midline, anywhere we could cross it. A lot of times we could have habits where we kind of jiggle or we kind of crisscross her hands, or I have a friend that shakes her leg constantly. When I saw it, at first I was like, stop it. But then she was helping her energy. Or when we say, oh my God, when we put our hand to our head, that helps bring the blood back to our head. So I'm hearing the dad saying, get physical. And again, by October, you're really going to feel a breath with that. And also I'm seeing when it comes into year 208, this is my year is what I'm hearing the ladies sing. And I also want to recognize the Barbie, Ann, and also Ann, Annie. And also when it gets into March, it's like where you feel, I'm on top of the world. And I'm seeing Julie Andrew. So I want to recommend, say the name Julie, and also Andrew and Drew. And also it doesn't only have to be dead people. It could be live people coming into your life too, because on March you're on top of the world like Julie Ann's with The Sound of Music, also bringing music and sound. Because
that's my
really
favorite movie, by the way.
I know, that's why your dad's giving it to you. And so that's where this is for you. This is all in your energy field. So you're on top of the world in March. You're making steps for it right now. Keep on up with it the next 7 months. The 7 weeks is really important. Next 7 months, and you're going to really feel a difference to the point when you're in March, you're going to talk about it and share it with other people. When we really transmute something that we can have the ability to teach another person about it, that's really huge. So keep up the good work.
Yeah, thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Oh, wow, that was a great call. Thanks, Mary. And Benny, let us know if we have any other calls.
We certainly do. Let's just run right off to them. We're going to take now Cindy from Florida. Looks like she's got a question about some relationships, so let's bring her on board.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, guys. Hi, how are you?
Great.
Okay, what's going on, Cindy?
Well, I'm getting ready to take off to do my Karuna Master training this afternoon.
All right.
And my whole intention is to get this second chakra cleared and stable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, right along with all the archetypal stuff that you've been talking about, I find, you know, when my prostitute, when my wounded child is up, I'm good during the day. And when I get into the evening in my heart energy, I start weakening, and it's like I collapse, and then I spiral back into the
25-year that I've been trying to let go of this relationship by continuing to be there and, you know, to be the light worker and bring this light in for this person to do their evolution.
Yep.
But it's beaten me up.
Yep.
And I'm, I feel like I'm really ready to let go.
Okay.
But what I would like, if you could be so beautiful as you are, to see, is this part of that I'm, you know, I'm finally ready, or am I to continue to be in this person's life? I mean, I know we all have free will, but it's just it's
okay. She's ready to answer. Okay, go ahead, Carrie.
Okay, what I'm seeing, Cindy, that it goes right into your. What I was noticing, the words, and I was noticing finally, and I'm working hard and struggle, and so especially because you hold a really high frequency energy, and you have been working on your stuff, Cindy. It's not like you're not somebody that says, all right, I'm going to do my 5 minutes of exercises and energetic posturing for 5 minutes, and then the rest of the day you get into people that life is awful, life is hard, and life is struggling, and then it just erases what we just attuned ourselves with. So give yourself credit for that. This is when I hear somebody like the lineage, the dad's coming in, what I see is that when you said your energy was collapsing, that's exactly what I saw your energy doing. At nighttime, it collapses. So think that. And when I see the night, that's deep, dark, and down into the deepest levels of subconscious, right? But we are really going into this part of the two-for-one life. So here you are absolutely – I see a quarter flipping, and it comes in the male side. So that's where spirit and the men and the family are saying, it's up to you going back to the free will. And the quarter flipping is where when I go down to not the second – chakra, Cindy, it's the root chakra of grounding into, we don't have to fix anybody's garden. It's like, it's when we resonate and really give yourself permission that as you're radiating, what you're preparing to do is take off like a rocket ship and be the 100-watt light bulb to the 1,000-watt light bulb. When we do that, you're stepping into, you know that you are helping not only yourself in attuning every part of your energy field that's not 1,000 watts. So it's going to go through the physical body, the mental, emotional, the spiritual. That's not it's going to release and let go and lighten it up. And then in your circle around you, that's relationships, that's friend, that's family, you're attuning them, and they could be across the world, but you're helping them. And then the third holy trinity is the world grid. So you're making a huge step in this your evolutionary process. Also, the death of the dream of the death of the raising the man from the dead is your male energy, okay?
Mm.
And that is reemerging within your second root chakra. So you're releasing yourself from the lineage patterns from the past and rebirthing yourself and totally teaching your energy body to get, in shamanism, they have a ceremony that realigns you with totally our body, totally getting energy from the universal source. And then it goes down to universal source as Father Sky, so that's the Father part, and Mother Earth, right? And so when all our tubes, our energy postures are aligned to that, we don't even subconsciously go off to get our energy from anybody else or feel we have to help anybody else because...
Hey, Carrie, I hate to do this, and Cindy, but we need to take our last break of the day. Okay.
Thank you. Love you all.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we need to take the last break of the day, and you're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
Are you yearning to live a more fully expressed and joyful life? Do you want to explore and discover what ignites your heart? Heart Ignited is a potent coaching process created by Deborah Tracci, a life and transition coaching pioneer. Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about this unique process. Go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100 to learn more. That's heartignited.com or 206-236-6100.
When it comes to massage, don't take a chance on quality. Come to the award-winning Dream Clinic. Whether you are experiencing stress, muscle aches, or need treatment for an injury, Dream Clinic's highly skilled massage therapists tailor their massage plan to meet your individual needs. Dream Clinic is located in the Ravenna neighborhood of Seattle and is open 7 days a week. To learn more or schedule an appointment, visit dreamclinic.com or call 206-267-0863.
Let go of past trauma, fears, and negative beliefs. Attract exactly what you want in life and release the energetic blocks and imbalances which are keeping you from living the life of your dreams. Internationally known master clairvoyant and intuitive guide Kerry O'Connor has the unique ability to read your energy field and, just like a tuning fork, raise your vibrational level so that you can attract what you truly desire in life. Visit KerryO'Connor.com for more information and for interview dates on the Dr. Pat Show. That's KerryO'Connor.com. Haven't found the time to study the mysteries of the universe? We understand. And in fact, that's why so many busy people choose to use the distance learning option from the College of Metaphysical Studies. There's no classes to attend, no traffic to fight, and no weather or parking issues either. You can earn a metaphysical, spiritual, or esoteric degree at your own pace in the comfort of your own home. Visit us at cms.edu or call 800-780-META.
We are in a new age of discovery. In the past, science strived to understand physical matter. In the new age, science will strive to understand the energy that creates matter. In the past, all dietary supplements nourish the body. In the new age, dietary supplements will focus on the energy that creates your body. The future is here. Learn about our natural monatomic minerals from Harmonic Enterprises. Move with us to the new age. Call us at 888-667-4300 or visit harmonicenterprises.com.
Vacation with the Hay House Superstars. Sign up for the most outlandish Hay House conference yet aboard a luxurious cruise ship. I Can Do It at Sea. Meet some of your favorite authors, including Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, Marianne Williamson, and Doreen Virtue, plus soul-nourishing workshops, parties, gorgeous port cities, and more, all amid a breathtaking backdrop of the Mexican Riviera. Space is limited, so reserve your cabin today at ICanDoItAtSea.com.
Lewis and Clark would be proud. We're exploring new territory on the air every day right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, and welcome back to the Kerry O'Connor Show. This is our last segment. Before we go to our callers, I do want to mention to people, Kerry has a great website. It's just simply KerryO'Connor.com. There we have lots of information about, Kerry's really expanding right now, lots of new shows coming up, radio shows, all sorts of different things. And please check it out. It's under her calendar of events. Lots and lots of information. So, hey, Benny, let's go right to our caller.
Sounds like a plan. Let's take you out for just 1 second there. Vince from California has been waiting so patiently, and it's a look like what's blocking him now. So let's bring on Vince.
Hey, Vince, thanks for waiting.
Hello.
You're on with Kerry O'Connor.
Thank you very much.
Go right ahead with your question, Vince.
My question is, right now I'm really working on trying to bring the physical and spiritual in alignment. When you were talking about the archetypes, I'm wondering how my archetypes are affecting my spiritual growth, my soul evolution, enlightenment, in regards to also my international business practices. And how
fantastic question.
Okay. All right. Where that, first of all, Vince, the biggest thing is to, you're in the huge growth period over the last, pay attention to seeing a lot of master numbers, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12. Think of that, your ascended masters, your guides, your teachers coming in to affirm for you that you're on the right path of growth. So think of the what I'm seeing you going through, all those archetypes, the child, the victim, the saboteur, the prostitute, and clearing the decks, going down there and taking a look at, just like what we were talking about earlier, as far as seeing where we could be limiting ourselves for security, and or that when the child is in charge, and especially when I'm looking in your third chakra, I'm looking at your five-year-old child. So go into 5 to 7 years old. So go back to after when you hang up, think about what was going on when you were 5 to 7 years old in the within your life, how you felt yourself. Also, when you went going out into peers like the school, especially your old souls feel like they're they could be different and out. So that was when you became the observer. So you're bringing back that divine 5 to 7 year old, and also you're very sensitive to when the earth feels shaky. So at 5 to 7, It didn't feel like a solid base. And so you're very sensitive to that when things don't feel solid. So think of that. That's a gift. It's a clear cognitive. You're very clear knowing. And also you pick up the subtle energy. So let's say somebody's saying something to you and it's not quite on the mark or something's seems to be hidden. You'll be able to pick that up. And so it's being able to pick it up and stay expanded and not collapsing. Sometimes when the child's there, it's like we can't, like what I was saying before, we can't get a good view on it. So you're going to fine-tune, get an energy maintenance thing. If you don't have one, email our place and we'll send you one out because you're in a huge growth period right here. And it's going to really have you take off over your planting seeds the next 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months that are affecting the next 3 years. But this is well beyond 3 years. It's a 12-year period here. And also when I see the earth behind somebody, is the timing of it is now, even if you tried parts of this even before 3 years ago or something about the timing, is the timing is now. The earth is ready for it now. And there are places where the earth makes a difference. And so going back, taking that child, listening to that that 5 to 7-year-old, celebrating that 5 to 7-year-old, also have agree, because I keep on getting drawn right to your stomach, and I'm seeing a male fist there. So that means to me, like the wind getting knocked out of you. So that self-esteem, self-worth. So give yourself a little when I visualize that pair of pants, that means to me I want to really take a breath. So have it where you trigger, especially in your third chakra, where you feel a little flip, a little pinching or a little shaking in your stomach, to pay attention to it, just because your energy is very fast. So to be able to just step back and say, I'll get back to you in 1 second, is huge for you. And then the energy maintenance is going to make everything really clear. And so you're up and away. So fine-tuning is what you're doing right now, okay?
Very good.
Very good. Third chakra. Any kind of clearing with that? Eighth, infinity eighth, okay. Over third chakra.
Fabulous. And we might be able to slip in our...
Sure, we will.
Very good. Thanks, Vince. Can we slip in another caller?
We certainly can there. Let's now bring on Laura from, looks like, Bellevue. Major move. She's selling the business. So
all
let's
right.
See what she thinks. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Laura. Welcome.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Could you ask your question for Carrie?
Yes. My question is, I'm about to make a big change in my life. I'm moving to another state after living in the same house for 44 years. Mm-hmm. And also, I have a business to sell, and I've got a lot of fear about whether I'm going to be able to do it and make the money I need to on that. So,
okay. All right, Laura, I'm seeing for confirmation for you, pay attention to seeing the numbers 888, because I see a whole slew of family members coming in. That's dad, grandfather, great-grandfather, even the other father, so that means father-in-law to me, and or stepfather, and or godfather, and also when they all come in and make a horseshoe around people, and I see independence and flags, and that means to me really good move, smooth move, excellent move. And when I hear the Jefferson song, moving on up, pay attention to the name Jeffrey, Jefferson, any kind of Jeffrey's kind of name coming into you or in around you. They also want to recognize Elizabeth, and that even I feel like I'm going to a middle name, and again, it doesn't have to be a dead person, but something about Elizabeth is going in. Actually, the grandmother maternal is turning herself into Queen Elizabeth, and so think of Queen Elizabeth to me means, and it's important because it means to me that somebody that has strength and is able to look as the observer and take her emotions out of it. And so she's putting Queen Elizabeth over you. So what does that mean? That means where you're going up in all directions of your life. You're yourself personally, how you see yourself, how you view yourself, personal relationships, money and career. And that does mean money. Yes, up with money is what the grandma wants to know. And also home and family. So think of that you're physically doing what you're doing symbolically. You're moving on up. I call it elevator 3 to elevator 4. And so when we do that, of course, it could shake up some stuff that can make us feel scary. Going back to the theme, the child is scared. So make sure you nurture that child. But this is where you're very empathic and you're very intuitive. I'm also seeing a stamp of long overdue. So something about this is long overdue. And so keep it up. Keep going with it. When you're feeling scared, again, take a breath. Say, okay, this is my child. There's a part, Laura, where you're not impractical, and they want you to remember that. You're not talking about selling your house, going to Tahiti and selling everything. There's a real, almost like a Virgonian mind or Mercury in your energy. So there's a practical side to you, and you want to remind yourself of that. And so, again, change is Change can be scary, but also change is part of life. So getting excited about that. Seasons change. Day changes to tonight. And so really hold on to that. Excitement energy is going to bring in the new opportunities. And also that means with change, selling a business, the grandma's saying, don't go down. So if you're thinking about going down, you're not going to need to go down. Go up is what she's saying. So that means to me, stay the same price or go up or you know, she doesn't want you to go down. And yes, it's going to sell. And we're talking about the next 2-2-2. And she's talking about 2 days, 2 hours, 2 weeks, two months. And 2 months is when I'm seeing you signing stuff and having stuff all in a neat package. She also is having you compare to this client that I had named Shelly. So pay attention to a Shelly, Ellie, Ellen kind of, and that could also be kind of a Helen-y kind of name too. But she had to sell a business, her home, and it was a very similar circumstances. And when I see an equal sign with another client, it's not to talk about that other person. The equal sign means you're going to experience it too. She was right at her wit's end. She was selling her home, her family. It was a major move. And then she just let go and surrendered where everything seems to where she doubted. I also want to recognize a Michael in with you. And then all of a sudden a
hey,
guy
Karen,
came in the
I hate
next
to break
day.
This off. And Laura, thank you so much for your call, but we're at the end of our hour. And I need to go out to our close. Hey, thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome,
and if you'd
David.
Like to contact Carrie for a private reading or about a workshop, her number is 860-887-1201. And please visit her website at CarrieO'Connor.com for more information. Thanks for being a great audience today. And join us in 2 weeks right here at Alternative Talk, AKNW, for another hour of the Carrie O'Connor Show. For Carrie, I'm Dave Turco. Until next time, may you align with the divine.